Good morning, world. It is Monday, the 5th of March, 2012. It's about 7 a.m. and I'm on my way in the rain to the studio here in Tokyo, where we have a live broadcast this morning, quite early on. Anyway, I've just got back from the US. I've been in the US for the last week, basically, ever since I just finished the marathon. Back home, change, shower, back to the airport, off we go. So I'm just catching up. I want to tell you a little bit about the marathon today, a recap of that. So 42 kilometers, 26 miles through the heart of Tokyo. And this year I had the iRun Air, which unfortunately didn't have as much air in it as I had hoped. It was blooming heavy. I really gave myself a difficult job by trying to do too much. And in terms of, for example, in terms of the weight of the machine, it was really, really heavy, heavier than last year. So at one point, I actually dismantled a section of it, this arm that reached right out, and gave that to the support team. But so it was very, very tough, and I really did wonder once again around the it was around Shinagawa area. I was wondering, are we really going to be able to finish this? But we did. We did. It was an amazing experience. Absolutely loved that marathon, and very grateful to Sashiki-san, who ran with me, who was a great support, and also extremely grateful to all the crowds along the route. We had, did I mention, we had 42,000 live viewers, which I find extraordinary. 42,000 unique viewers, which was amazing. And I only found that out a couple of days later, but yeah, staggered by that. Anyway, so and the other thing that was very positive was that my recovery time, just getting in the lift here, my recovery time was very short, in that I felt fine within a couple, by the next day, really, despite finishing the run, getting on a plane and flying for 11 hours or so, 10 hours. Just going to buy my ticket. This year it felt that we were really up against the clock. We started off in Block J, which is almost as far back as you can get, which means that we already had a delay of about 20 minutes. It took 20 minutes to get to the start line after the gun went off. And then we found ourselves coming to checkpoints when there was only about 4 minutes left until the checkpoint closed. So there was this pressure on us to hurry up. But at the same time, I was having technical problems which had to be resolved. So it was very tough. But as I said, the crowds were absolutely amazing. I'm just going to get on the train now, so I shall continue the other end. Cheers. It was interesting this year how the pattern of the marathon for me in previous years, the first 10 kilometres were pretty tough, dealing with technical problems and things. And this year, actually, I found the first 22 or 23, perhaps even 30 kilometres, really quite tough. And it was only when we got to Asakusa, up in the north, where they had the Matsuri, they had the kids playing the taiko, and all the crowds. It was basically from that point on when suddenly everything changed, and it became such fun. And I loved every moment of it from then onwards. I think perhaps one of the reasons was, when I reached that point, I kind of realised, okay, we're going to be able to do this. And it makes me laugh and smile thinking about it now, of running down the roads through Ginza and across to Odaiba, just, calling out to everyone and everyone calling my name. That was so powerful. Apparently it's done in other marathons where you can write your name on your badge or on your costume, so people know your name. It made a huge difference. It was quite extraordinary. Just hearing your name, go on, go for it, gambatte, gambatte, made an enormous difference. Anyway, we are now out of time, so I'd like to thank everyone who is involved in the Tokyo Marathon this year. I'll be writing it up on my website soon, but anyway, okay, take care. Bye-bye.